Blog Talk Radio.
Israel, Israel, I dwell within your walls. Israel, Israel, I will return to thee. Israel, Israel, I will be your God. Israel, Israel, I remember your sins no more. This is what Adonai says, who gives the sun as light for the
my life worth?
just living from breakthrough to breakthrough? A constant hope for a miracle? I live in these days of darkness. I smell my desperation of things prayed for and not yet received. Like, pass me not, O gentle Savior. But he does not seem to hear my cry. I celebrate with you, my sister, with new child, my brother with new car, and then I walk home afterwards, alone, hungry, childless. Being bitten by emptiness is not enough. I even get beaten by rain, emphasizing my pain. Still, I'm supposed to remain joyful? Everything is bitter around me, but I'm the salt of the earth. I understand we aren't Christians to only be happy. I mean, Jesus was killed at 33. But what is our life worth? Pilgrim's Progress, the Christian's War, and this song, the one for the future.
A new beginning, brand new life. Lord, we wait to touch the sky. A new season to commence the time. And that one day when we shall rise, welcome to floodgates. Yeah. Ooh, the new overflow. Welcome to floodgates. The new overflow.
And just like that, it started. Not like mercy drops around me were falling, no. Mighty heavy showers on me fell. I have robes of a million colors, more than enough to eat and to drink. It's like butter lines the soles of my feet. I smell the rain, even as I feel the pain. I smell future and lushness and greens and hopes and great dreams. In the place that my heart goes, that seat before the fire of the Almighty, the place of the Holy Spirit. I'm reminded of things told of me from the past, this prophecy, and though bitter is what my life tastes like today, I laugh, because tomorrow holds for us all a bellyful day. But what are our lives worth? Only breakthroughs, and after breaking through, do you see through this sign and this symbol of a time to come? We walk in eternal life on this earth, the prophecy of eternity. Do you feel the breeze? I hear trumpets and the sound of returning. Heaven is calling. We will rejoice in the final breakthrough when our walk here is done. Golden streets, singing beings, precious things beyond words and sights. These flights of winds, attaining altitudes only ever experienced in fourth dimension dreams. See my brothers to my left, friends and family to the right, angels in between. We are flying, and we can be seen. Stand for those left behind, yet exhilarating these sights. Mountain tops we leave behind. Heaven is calling. I see Jesus. Did you hear what I said? I see Jesus. Glorious. Sword bearing from his mouth. Eyes burning with golden bright. A thousand waters flowed through my ears. Welcome, he said. Oh, we are here.
Welcome to floodgates.
We are here in the overflow. We are here.
The new overflow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Somebody just say Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. Whenever you're going through, just begin to call on the name Jesus. I'm telling you, something started happening at the name of Jesus. At that name. It's at that name that every knee shall bow. At that name, every tongue shall confess. Come on, just call his name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. I tell you one thing for sure. It's at the name of Jesus that we bow down. We call on the name of Jesus. Let us call on his name. Let the overflow come. Let the angels release the anointing of God. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I tell you, there's nothing too hard for God.
We acknowledge you, Father God. We acknowledge you as our Lord and our Savior. We acknowledge you as the King of the Kingdom. You are the Lord Sabaoth who fight our wars and win. We acknowledge you, Father God. We applaud you for everything you've done, God, and everything that you're going to do, God. We just worship you, God. We just always want to take our time to give you glory and give you reverence. You are the King of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Nisi. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We worship you in the name of Jesus. We lift your name on high in the name of Jesus. We die that you might increase tonight, God. We die in the name of Jesus, God. We just clear the land in the name of Jesus, God. But we don't want anything to block our prayers, God. So therefore, we come repenting for all of our sins, God. We pray that you would blood wash us and make us whole, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would circumcise us tonight. God, that you would circumcise our hearts in the name of Jesus, God, that you would circumcise our ear gates, God. We just take dominion and authority over all dullness of heart, all dullness of hearing, God. We pray, God, that you would judge the hardness of heart in the name of Jesus, God. Make our hearts soft and pliable in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, rekaya seya, brakoya la ria kaya saya reke, rababaya seya la ria kaya saya. Creating us a clean heart, Lord Jesus, and renew the right spirit in us in the name of Jesus, God. We want to live upright and holy before you, God. We want to live a life pleasing unto you, God. So therefore, we submit unto you, Lord Jesus. We submit our lives unto you, God. We submit our bodies unto you, God. But that's the temple of the Holy Ghost, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Rekaya soya riakaya. Rababaya soya riakaya soya. Purge us with hyssop, God. And make us white as snow, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, rakaya soya riandaya. Rakoya baba soya. Baptize us with Holy Ghost and with fire, God. Burn away the drug, God. Burn away everything that's not like you, God. Burn away the old bad motives, God. Burn away everything that would be contrary to you in the name of Jesus. We pull down every stronghold. We come against everything that comes against our mind. Everything that comes against the knowledge of Christ. We pull it down right now in the name of Jesus. We break up all fallow ground in the name of Jesus, God. We act as a battering ram, and we break up all fallow ground in the name of Jesus. We clear the land, God, and we prepare the way for the King. We prepare the way for your glory. We prepare for you, Lord Jesus. We prepare in the name of Jesus. We prepare for your majesty. We prepare for your splendor, God. Come in and move in our lives, God. Move in our lives in a mighty way, God. We salute you, God. We roll out the red carpet for you, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. Those with a clean hand and a pure heart, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. We lift you on high, Father. We lift you on high, Lord Jesus. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy.
Shout it out one more time. I'm expecting great things.
I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Great things.
That's real simple right there. Can you help me declare it over your life?
Say, I'm expecting great things.
Are you expecting great things? What are you expecting? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Get ready for the great things. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Are you tired of merely making it? Do you know that Jesus said we would do great things? He clearly tells us this in John 14, that great things come from a personal, practical pattern. Yes, and powerful faith. In a great God. I'm going to say that again. Great things come from a personal, practical pattern with powerful faith in a great God. Hallelujah. Let your spirit rejoice today. No matter what you go through, no matter what you go through, understand that God is equipping you to expand the kingdom. Do you believe that God is equipping you to expand the kingdom and the enemy is upset? The enemy is angry because he thought he had you and he figured it out that he lost and got lost in the sauce. Amen. Expect God to do some great things. I want to thank you for joining in another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are truly blessed to be a blessing. Amen. This is what we do. You know the song, This Is How We Do It. This is how we do it. It's called Kingdom Living. Kingdom Living. It's a lifestyle. You can't depart from it. It's what you do. Amen. You do what you do, but when you understand that it's all about the kingdom, everything else is going to fade away. But God has made all things possible. All things possible to them that believe. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Let's get ready for the word of God. I won't be with you long on the line, but I do want to release this. Glory to God. You know, when we are fully in a place of understanding what God is trying to do in our life, old things have passed away and all things become new. I'll say it again. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. Old thoughts, your old way of thinking, the past is over. You're stepping into your destiny, your new, that new place. So get ready for great thoughts. Get ready for a great life. Get ready for God to open up new doors, put new things in your life. It's a new beginning. God is saying, I want to create a pattern in your life for a new beginning. I want to talk about, from this passage, John 14, where 14:1 through, I don't start at verse 1, but again, John was talking about that great things come in our life when we have faith in God, not faith in our abilities, but faith in God. Where is your faith? Is your faith in your ability to what you're able to do, or is your faith in God and what he is capable of doing in our life? Amen? Amen. So it's all about Jesus. I'm telling you, it's a passage that is full of Jesus. See, Jesus is in this incident. He was comforting his disciples. You know, sometimes we all need to be comforted. You know, sometimes we all need to be encouraged. Sometimes we just need to be heard, need to be listened to. So in this passage, Jesus is comforting his disciples who are just beginning. They just began to realize that he was going to die. So can you imagine? You know, you're talking to your pastor, you're talking to your leader, your spiritual mother, father, who it may be, and then you realize after listening to them that they are saying that I'm going to die. And Thomas, we know about darling Thomas. You know, Thomas said, we don't know the way, Lord. And Jesus was telling them, I'm the way. And then another, Philip, is looking for a spectacular sign. Everyone was going through something, and Jesus just wanted them to look to him. Sometimes we try to find a way, make a way, figure it out. And then many times we're looking for another way out, but many people are looking for great things today, and those great things are coming to us through our obedience to what God is saying that we need to do. Yes, listen, one thing that I like to share with people, all of that old condemnation, what you did yesterday, don't let no one tell you you're going to hell. Don't embrace that story. See, you embrace from this day forward because yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is coming, and today is right now. Today is right now. Amen. Philip was looking around for a sign. You know, sometimes we look for signs, right? Well, Lord, come on, show us something so that we can have something to hold on to. And then many people are just walking in effect, not moved, not looking back, but looking forward. You know, yesterday you did this, the day before you did that, but what are you doing on this day? You know, look for greater expectations. You know, one of my evangelists, hallelujah, she was speaking over the ministry life today, and she began to speak overflow. She began to speak more than enough. What are you expecting? What are you saying? You know, what are you looking for? Greater things, greater statute, greater self-work. See, it's a difference when you're looking for great things concerning the ministry of the kingdom. But it seems like many of us, we put all of our hopes, all of our desires in the greater things in our life for ourselves. See, Jesus was comforting his disciples with, I will say, some astonishing statements. He who believed on me and the work that I do, what did he tell us? He said, we're going to do greater things. I want you to embrace that. Jesus raised the dead, and he told us that we're going to do greater things. And the Bible tells us to, according to your faith, be it unto you. How great is your faith? God is expecting a greater works for the kingdom of God. God is expecting greater works for the kingdom of God. Great things will come into your life, but it's coming from a great God. You know, however, when these great things, great works, they will not fall into our lap. We have to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling, with great expectation. So that means that we have to go through some things. We have to deny ourselves, and we have to follow him. So great things come through faith from a great God. But that faith, listen, it's not one-sided. Our faith is multifaceted, like a beautiful diamond. You know, you hold that diamond, you turn it one way, it looks like it's glowing. You turn it the other way, it looks like it's a mirror. You turn it another way, it looks like it's piercing. That's how our faith is. Our faith is multifaceted. However, we have one objective in our faith, one thing that make our faith shine. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to talk about four facets of our faith that bring great things from God. A personal faith, practical faith, a patterned faith, and finally, a powerful faith. I'm going to say it again. Personal faith, a practical faith, patterned faith, and a powerful faith. Amen, amen. I say great things come from our personal faith. See, in John 14, verse 12, the Bible says, he that believe on me. He's not talking about believing on oneself. He's not talking about believing in your abilities. He's not talking about believing in your paycheck. He's not talking about believing in others. He's talking about believing on him. So you want someone to change. Don't give up. You know, you want to change. Don't give up. See, I believe a Greek word that means to be persuaded, a fully place of confidence and trust in God. You know, how God will give you favor. I trust that when I go in a situation that I come in with favor. I lead with favor. When I come in the presence of others, I believe that greater is he that's in me. There's a greatness in me because guess what? As a kingdom builder, I choose to walk in my identity. How about you? See, walking in your identity is going to make the enemy angry. And the enemy will lie and say, oh, she thinks she is all that. Or she's beside herself. But you know that you're nothing because you know that without him, you're nothing. But with him, you're all of that. Amen. You know how they say, I think it kind of go like this. A bag of chips or barbecue chips or you all of that and a bag of chips or whatever, however they say it. But greater is he that's in you. There's a greatness in you. So think about, when say, for I know whom I have to guard what he have entrusted to me today. See, it's a mindset. You can't allow circumstances to have you so discombobulated where you all over the place. So you begin to say, I'm like a tree. I'm planted by the rivers of water, and I shall not be moved. That means when the wind begins to blow and the water comes and the turbulence comes and the undercurrent is pulling the water down and, you know, the rain is falling and the mist is in the air and it's a high wind and the traffic detector has said, take cover. You're rooted. You're planted. You know, Paul had taken the leap off the porch into life, into the arms of God. Yes, he was persuaded. Are you persuaded today? You know, are you confident in God because of the faith that you have, your personal faith? You know, when you're believing for your children, don't meet them where they are. Meet them where you expect God to take them. See them where they're going to be. Amen? See them in their future. Decree it. Establish it. It's in faith. It's by faith. So your personal faith bring you benefit. See, we do not place faith in tradition. We don't put our faith in our family. Oh, no. We don't put our faith in our ancestors. We don't put faith in buildings or faith in our denomination. We place our faith in a person called Jesus Christ. Yeah, see, carnal minds won't be able to perceive that. But those that are spiritual, you understand that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. And he came down. He truly did. And it takes faith. It takes personal faith to believe that. See, your mama can't be have total confidence in you. Your grandpa or your granddaddy can't choose Christ for you. It's only through Christ. When they begin to see the Christ in you, things change. Atmosphere are created. So even your churches that you go to, they can't be persuaded for you. You can't go to church and hear a word and be established. No, you have to receive it. You have to eat it. You have to become the word by your lifestyle. So you must know Christ for yourself. And when you know him for yourself, you are fully persuaded. When you go through your test, then you have a testimony. You know, and looking at the rebuke, you know, I believe said words of Jesus. What did he say in John 14:9? That he directed to Philip. Ouch, he said, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not come to know me? You know, have I been in your presence so long and you still don't know me? You know, have you claimed to be my son, my daughter, a believer, and you still don't know me? You know, have you ever heard someone say, you still the same, you still haven't changed? You still don't know me. That's a rebuke. You know, there was a response, that this response to Philip, asking for Jesus to show them the Father. And that's what he responded to. See, our God is great enough to create all there is that we need to know, to develop in our personal growth serious. And I was saying to one of my evangelists on today, you know, we have to remember that we must invest in ourselves, and it's through faith. See, we don't see it. I don't see how I'm going to do this. I just can't see it happening. But it's through faith. God make a way. So I'm going to give you an example. So you go somewhere and they turn you down, but you drove a long ways and you got faith to believe, I'm not going to have to make this drive again. I'm going to accomplish what I came to accomplish. And your faith is increased. So now you start strategizing by the Spirit of the Lord. How can you get this accomplished? So you come up with a thought, and the Lord leads you on what to say, how to get it, how to make it happen in order that you can get it done. That's called personal faith. See, Jesus came down out of heaven, and he clothed himself in flesh, and he became a baby in swaddling clothes in order to get the job done. So to relate to us, see, he did this to build his life on earth, and I say life and death, and to establish a relationship between you and I and God. That was his purpose. That was his assignment. That's what he came to do. Do you actually believe that? You know, he said, have you been with me so long and you still don't know me? You know, you've been going to church and you've been going to Bible class, and you've even been going to Sunday school, and you've been singing in the choir, and you've been on the usher board, and you've been preaching, you've been teaching, and it's been a long time, and you still don't know me. See, when we enter into a true relationship with God through Jesus Christ, it's kind of like getting married. You know, as the days, the weeks, the years go by, you grow to know more and more about your spouse. You begin to know their ways, what they like, what they don't like, when they're crazy, when they're not crazy, what make them sound. You begin to know all of these things. That's what the Lord wants. He wants us to know him. Do you know more about God today than you did, I'd say, 20 years ago? Or how about 5 years ago, 4 years ago, two, one? How about yesterday? See, it's a wonderful thing to get to know him in a deeper way. What happens when you get to know him? You understand the mission, and you understand the need to carry the message. You understand how important your faith is, and you understand that your relationship with man is predicated on your relationship with God. So anyone that you have an issue with, you seek to resolve it. If it at all be possible, what does that mean? That means if they will allow you to make peace. But if it's not the case, what did Jesus do? He shook the dust when he couldn't do no miracles. So we are to establish our life as God did. And I say God as Jesus did. The Bible say that we're little G's, and truly we're made in his own image, made in his own likeness. What else can you be? Amen. It's a wonderful story that's told about a man trying to cross the Mississippi River. Close to its source in the north. I want you to hear what I'm saying. So he decided that he was going to cross the apparently freezing river rather than go further to the bridge, which would have been a longer walk. So he said to himself, I believe I can walk across. I won't have to take the longer walk to the bridge. You know, so he began to trek across this frozen river. See yourself. You know, you don't want to take that long walk. It's too long. It's going to take too long. You want to just go across the frozen river. It's frozen. And you believe that you can make it. And when he got a distance from the shore, you know the story, he looked at the other side, and then he thought, maybe I shouldn't be out here. You know, maybe this ice won't hold me up. Just maybe I'll fall through. Just maybe I might be doomed. They never knew what would happen to me if I drown right now. I feel like a fool. I could imagine all of the things he was thinking. What am I doing out here? You know, what have I got myself into? And as he turned around to go back to the other side, he said to himself, I better walk slow and I better walk soft. Then he thought, I better get down on my fours so I won't put my weight in on either side too much. I don't want to crack this ice. And then he said to himself, that's not enough. I better lie down and I better just kind of squirm across this ice water. And I can make it through the ice if I do that. What a fool am I? Then he began to say, my wife will never know what happened to me. And he began to cry and whimper. And then he heard it, a roaring, a crackling sound. Oh, he said to himself, the ice is breaking. Oh, Jesus, I'm a goner. So he put his face down and he began to pray. And God said, God, save me, help me, Lord, help me. See, the noise got closer and closer. And then he heard a rumbling and a roaring, but the ice didn't seem to be breaking. Then he looked up and there was a man with a team of horses and a wagon with a log driving across the river. That was the noise he heard. When he saw that, he jumped out of the bush of ice and took his stroll across the rest of the river. He was encouraged. He was encouraged. His faith was increased because of what he saw that they were doing. Now, what was the difference in the man that was losing his faith and when he looked over to the other man? See, that the second man knew the ice. See, our faith is personal. It is based on knowing. It's based on trusting God's ability on Jesus Christ. See, Jesus, he'll give us the knowledge of God. And if you have seen me, you've seen the Father. That's what he said. And then the scriptures start coming. Psalms 9 and 10. And those who know my name, they put their trust in me. So why is it so important that our personal faith is established? Okay, listen to what Daniel said. Daniel 11:32, he said, but the people who know their God will display strength and will take action. And then King James carried on great exploits. You're going to do great things. Great things come from your personal faith in a great God. You got to increase your personal faith. You must speak with authority. You must look the enemy in his eye. Why? Because the greatness that's in you will put the enemy to flight. We're talking about personal faith. And I told you that I was going to share practical faith. And I'm going to let you understand, help you understand the difference. Hallelujah. Our personal faith is one thing. But our practical faith, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, is a different thing. Let me kind of tell you about practical faith. John 14:12. He said, the works that I do, he shall do. What did he mean by that? You're going to do greater works. That's not personal faith. That's practical faith. That's an expectation to do greater works because he said you're going to do it. Your personal faith is predicated on your faith in him. Practical faith is predicated on your faith in what he said. Amen? So we need personal faith and we need what? Practical faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Understand that God does not make mistakes. He wants our faith to be increased, and he wants to deal with us in the place where we are in our faith. Where are you in your faith? I mean, do you lean to your own understanding? You know, you go by what you see and not, you go by what you see and not what you expect. This teaching today is to encourage you to live a kingdom lifestyle. Establish faith that's miraculous. Establish faith that you can't see how it's going to happen, but you understand because the Lord said it's going to happen. You are expecting it. So you are applying that practical faith based on what God said about you or about a situation. I want you to get it and understand that it's important. We understand that we have to apply the faith not based on our abilities, but based on our expectation and in agreement to what God has said. So we apply the word to every situation. The enemy said you can't have it. The enemy said you won't accomplish it. But what did God say? He said you can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He said you're more than a conqueror. He said greatness is in you. He said I'll slay the giant for you. Apply what God says in every single situation. Be redundant with your faith. You work your faith. The faith that I do, you shall do. You know, it's the one thing for faith to have personal faith. The whole other story for it to be practical. See, personal faith means that you have affected who your person is. And now you're thinking a different way. Your attitude is different. Your emotions is different. See, practical means that it have effect on you on the outside. Personal have affects you on the inside. In other words, how you living. The way that you live shows your practical faith. You can't pay the bills, guess what? But your practical faith said, I'll have it done. I'll get it done because I know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein. Amen. We are, and as I'm ministering and teaching you, of course, I'm feeding my spirit. Amen. I want you to be encouraged.
I want you to be
your practical faith.
Encouraged.
Outside of you.
With your
inside of you, and outside of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Practical faith means it has affected you outside. So the church of today needs so desperately to take our personal faith and move it to practical faith. So in other words, a practical faith, personal way. Amen. 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 I want to touch all these scriptures, but I realize that the time is nigh thee. But I'm going to continue the teaching on work your faith. Work your faith. Because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You don't know, faith is a medicine. Faith is fulfillment. Faith in the spirit is just like finance in the natural. You know, the word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. See, the lamp show us where to step so we don't fall. But the light show us how to turn when we get off God's path. I'll say that again. The lamp show us where to step so we don't fall. But the light show us how to turn when we get off of God's path. Amen. So we talked about personal and practical. And on next week, we'll complete the other two, pattern, faith, and that it will be accomplished. We'll be able to accomplish what God has called us to do through our faith. You know, if something you want to do, it's according to your faith. It's according to your faith. Whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Remember that. See, it's in his name that every door shall open. It's in his name that every knee shall bow. It's in his name that the heaven and earth shall rejoice. It's in his name that thy will be done. It's in his name that we're living in faith and not by sight. It's in his name that we can accomplish these things. It's in his name that we can get deliverance from any type of habit. It's in his name that we can cause every need to be met. It's in his name that we can be healed. So we live by faith. Amen. Living by faith is living in the will of God. Amen. Amen. So next week we'll be talking about a pattern of faith and a powerful faith. We're going to realize that great things come from our faith. Begin to operate in more faith. And don't put your faith in your abilities. Don't put your faith in man. But put your faith in the abilities of God. You want to be delivered. You want to be set free. Say, Lord, I trust you that you're going to do this for me. I'm going to send my faith out. It's almost like buying what you need. When you go to the store, you have to give them money to buy what you want. Or give them your credit card, your debit card, whatever you choose to give them. And then you can get it. But in the spirit realm, we buy it with faith. Because, see, our faith pleases God. Our faith will make evil men speak good of you. The Bible says our faith will also cause what is not to become. Powerful faith comes from a powerful source, and that's the Holy Spirit of a great God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to increase your faith. So whatever you believe in God for, don't be discombobulated. Don't be all over the place. Stand fast. Yourself with people that walk in faith. Get you a good prayer partner. Connect with them. Believe God with them. God, hear that sound. And I just believe, like he did with Paul and Silas when they was locked up in prison, and they began to sing praises, and they were and the praises were so heavy, they said the jail, the bars were shaking. And I could imagine those bars shaking. And I could imagine, why was they shaking? Because God was up in heaven praising him. He was praising the fact that they were praising him when they was locked up. So he was probably patting his feet. And guess what? The heavens and the earth began to tremble. And it trembled so much, I believe that the jail cell opened up. And Paul and Silas, hallelujah, they were set free. According to your faith, be it unto you. Amen, amen, amen. I want to encourage everyone to get ready. We are having our prayer conference September the 15th through the 18th. You don't want to miss it. By faith, get there. Your life will never be the same. God has promised for us to expect great things. And we are expecting great things. Amen. And then if you can't make it, and you know you can't make it, sow into what we're doing for others. You can go to eventbrite.com and just put in the words, Unlocking the Gold by Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters. Unlocking the Gold. And you will see a donation tab. You'll be able to give a seed. We're doing senior care packages. We are doing gift cards for single mothers with children that's struggling. And so we need your help. We need your support so that we can make a difference in the lives of others. You know, if someone comes to you and they say, they're hungry naturally, and this, you know, I need some food. I can give them the word. It's not going to feed their. It's not going to fulfill their natural needs. But if I give them some natural food, you know how it is when you're full. You can sit down and watch a movie. You can sit down and relax. Well, that's what we want to do. We want to be able to have them sit down and relax and enjoy what God is doing. Amen, 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 amen. So begin to expect some great things. Hallelujah. I'm going to play this song. Father, we thank you that right now our faith is increased, having heard the word of God. Let us walk by faith and not by sight. Amen, amen. Bless everyone on the line. Let them see in the spirit what you're trying to do in their lives. Glory to God. In the name of no other name but the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. We say God bless everyone. Have a blessed rest of your evening. Watch what God's going to do for you. Press your way to get in the presence of this next move of God. Amen. If you want more information, you can give us a call at area code 313-583-9739. Signing out, this is Pastor Teresa Docs and Elder QT Docs. We are blessed to be a blessing. So God bless everyone. Let the super be on your natural. Blessings. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Can you shout it out one more time? I'm expecting great things.
Great things. I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Great things.
That's real simple right there. Can you help me declare it over your life? Say,
I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting great things. Great things.
in my life.